What can these credit unions do, what can they do to grow up, so to speak, or to graduate to become a more mature, stable credit union? Is there a solution here, Larry?
Yeah, there's a solution. And one of the things that they need to do is they need to work very hard, and I mean very hard and diligently, as leaders of their organizations to provide opportunities for their employees, the ones that they have, to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
So they have got to be able to invest what dollars they do have in their existing employee base and give them opportunities to grow up. I like your term, to grow up within the organization. Mm-hmm. So attending conferences, going to educational programs, finding better ways, making connections with credit unions, mm-hmm, who are doing well in the areas that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Cornerstone is a great example of the importance of networking.
Yeah.
And tying things together. And so you've got to be able to invest in your people to say, look, Mike, I know you've got five hats on because we only have 120 employees. We're 390 million, we're 480 million, we're 620 million, and we don't have the same staffs that the bigger credit unions have, that they can afford to have. And so here's what I want you to do over the next 2 to 5 years to develop yourself into what we need in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those credit unions is going to have different challenges.
Mm-hmm.
They may have a geographic challenge,
yeah,
they may have a lending challenge, but you need to be able to identify, leaders of those organizations, what are those challenges, and then find the solutions to fill those gaps. And as a leader, those gaps are always filled by people. They're not filled by things.
Interesting.
They're filled by programs,
okay,
they're filled by people. And if you find a way to get those people engaged in your organization and show them that they have a long-term opportunity to move forward and move ahead, you can fill a lot of those gaps,
awesome,
that the organizations are having.
So it's a personnel thing is a big key.
I think that's a huge key. And it's hard when the dragons are all around you snapping and blowing fire to realize that you have to invest in the staff that you have. And part of that issue is we teach people that, you know what, you need to be on the lookout for talent. But sometimes we ignore the obvious talent that's in our own organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a quick example.
Sure.
Arkansas Federal. I inherited a great organization. We grew not because of Larry Bernanke. We grew because the staff there was awesome. I inherited that staff. They were all there.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't make any changes. And we grew from 400 million to a billion with no mergers.
Mercy. Wow. Well done.
But that's not Larry at all. That's the staff that's there. They were ready to grow. They were ready to learn. And my job was to give them the opportunities, give them the tools,
mm-hmm,
and then stay out of their way while they did what the board wanted.
How long does a process like this take? I mean, because going from 400 million to a billion, that's a significant jump. I mean, how long does a typical process like this take?
Well, you know, our BHAG, Big Hairy Audacious Goal, was to double in 5 years, to go from 400 okay. million to 800 million.
Okay.
So, you know, there's lots of analogies. But what you have to do first is you have to identify what success looks like within your organization. See, I think so many times in that forgotten middle, they also lose sight, Mike, of what that definition of success is.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to be all things to all people. And in that size of an organization with the limited resources that they have, they need to stay, and I'm going to use a great word here, maniacally focused
on
what success is. And that starts with getting an alignment with your board and getting that alignment to go down to the staff, so that everybody knows why we're going where we're going,
mm-hmm,
what we're going to get when we get there, and why it's important. And if you can tell them, this is where we're going, this is what we're going to get when we get there, and this is why it's important, and everybody sees that clearly, guess what? The results start to happen. It's not trying to do too much, but it's trying to zone in on what is success, Because each of those organizations, if you put them in a room and you ask them that question, please write down what success means.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that most of them are going to say, we need to be $1 billion. And okay, that's great.
That's fine.
But tell me why.
Yeah. The big
just
why.
To be $1 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start peeling the banana back and see what's inside, you start to look at it and go, wait a minute. It isn't about being $1 billion. It's about doing this because our members are treating us right. You know, our growth came from a lot from internal growth. We didn't, like I said, we had no mergers, but people started trusting us with a bigger share of their wallet because we were exploring what it would mean to improve their financial life.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant something different to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that seems like the recipe for a successful company. I mean, you look at companies like Zappos and Apple and things, they all have a very focused mission and they get all their employees on the same page and they just drive forward. And so sounds like that's what happened with your credit union and that can happen with plenty of others as well.
Yes, Mike. And it's happening even as we speak. I mean, you take a look at some of the growth rates of organizations in that forgotten middle. There are some that are blowing and going. And they're not just blowing and going in asset growth.
Mm-hmm.
They're blowing and going in e-statement penetration. They're blowing and going in checking accounts. They're blowing and going in making loans.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the really unique things is that, you know, to the audience that's viewing this, it's intuitively obvious because we grew up here.
Right.
Making loans doesn't grow your assets. You're just swapping cash for loans on the asset side of the balance sheet.
Yep.
So if you grow your loan portfolio from $200 million to $400 million, you can stay the same asset size and never grow the credit union. But think about what that extra revenue could do for your members if you offered additional products and services or reached out to whatever that focused definition of success was for your organization.